the House Geeks Real Estate Show, sponsored by Bricks Real Estate, Network Title, iLoan Home Mortgage, and Country Financial. I'm Kirk Duckwall. Joining me is Chad Vandelot, and we are the House Geeks. If you have any questions for us, give us a call at 612-207-5388. Again, 612-207-5388. Also, check us out online anytime at housegeeks.com for the latest and greatest home searching tools and helpful videos, upcoming class schedule, and also watch us record live every Tuesday at noon on our Facebook channel. Just type in House Geeks, look for the little house and glasses. Today, I want to get into the top five mistakes that we see buyers make. And these are regular ones that as we're out and about, we see buyers either attempting to make or we see buyers working with other agents making. You know, and so we want to try to help people avoid these because it can save you a lot of money and make your life a whole lot easier if you sit there and pre-prepare. This is a more in-depth conversation to a shorter video that we have on our website, but we really wanted to dive in. So let's get into the number five, which is not having your financing lined up. We talk about this a lot on the show. Apply right away. When you start thinking about buying, don't delay. And here's why. Here's why it's a mistake and how it can hurt you. When you find, let's say you wait, you go, oh, I'm good. I don't need to worry. I have nothing to worry about. You wait, you find the house that you absolutely love. Now, we're in a market where things are moving relatively quickly. And when usually you might like a home, somebody else probably likes that home too. And if you haven't applied yet, you are looking at typically a 24-hour to 72-hour delay before you get your pre-approval set up. And it could take longer if you get the wrong pre-approval. We'll talk about that in a second. But basically,
and this is what typically happens. People will start looking at homes online maybe months before they think they're ready. So they're seeing homes, and now they've got a lot of homes that they've looked at, and then that one pops up. The one that pops up spurs your curiosity enough to want to go and take a look at it. That means that this home is probably special because you've been looking at homes for months, and this is the one that grabbed your attention. Now, if you have a pre-approval, you are ready in the event that you would like to write an offer. But if you wait until that time and then apply once you found something that you really want, it'll probably be sold by the time you get it. Now you're pre-approved and now you're just watching the new ones come on. You don't have that. You no longer have that list of 100 different homes that you've looked at to find the one.
So I mentioned it could take longer than that 72 hours. So let's say you rush back. Oh, I'll get pre-approved. I know a guy. He's over at Big Bank USA. I'm going to do this, and it's a Saturday. All right. Well, you don't hear from the guy till Monday. You everything's in, and then you get your pre-approval back, and it's not for the right type of financing. So what do I mean by that? Not every home, not every property qualifies for every type of financing. So if there are some conditional issues with the property, FHA or VA may not work. And now if you're sitting with one of those pre-approvals on this dream house that you want, even though there might be a couple conditional things, you are set up with the wrong type of financing.
I see it time and time again where people call me up, say they're pre-approved and they want to find a fixer-upper. So we set some homes up and we're looking. And then come to find out they're pre-approved for an FHA home and they're looking at, you know, homes in the cities, which are built before 1978 and very likely to have conditional issues that make it more difficult to sell to an FHA buyer.
Then you have association requirements. I mean, if you're looking at townhomes or condos, they may have set types of financing that they're approved for. So you want to make sure that you're taking the time ahead of time to figure out what is it you're looking at, what is it you're looking for, and applying for the financing. And then the extra benefit here, by applying early, if by chance there's something simple and easy you can do to improve your credit score, and typically improved credit score, especially if you're talking conventional financing, means improved interest rate, lower payment, you can take care of it then. There's everything to lose by delaying and nothing to gain. So apply right away.
That's a great point you made, Kirk. People always ask, what is the interest rate? There's no such thing as the interest rate. There's a spread of rates. And one of the factors that determines how high or low your interest rate is your credit score, your debt to income ratio, and those things. So if you give yourself a month or two, you may be able to get a lower rate by improving one of those conditions.
So what is the consequence here? By delaying, you may likely miss out on the home that you want. You may not get as good of an interest rate as you could have had. You may not have the right type of financing that you need. So take the time early and do it. Mm-hmm. Okay, number two, not putting together a priority checklist. Hey, I'm ready to go buy a house. First home, second home, third home. You want to do this every time. You know, so often I've had people, oh, don't worry, I've done this five times. Okay, we do this 70 times a year. We see the consequences that happens here when people don't take the time to really walk through what is it that they want. Because almost every time that you're making a move, you're doing it to either gain something or downsize or something like that, right? So you are changing parameters. So you want to make sure you have those parameters straight in your head. So basically you have price, size, condition, location, neighborhood. The issue is by not prioritizing these and figuring out what's most important to you is that you will always have the, is something better going to come along? Is something better going to come along? Is something better going to come along? Oh, it checks this box and this box and this box, but is something better going to come along?
The other thing that happens is, oh, I love this home, but I wish it was in this location. Or I love this home, but I wish we could adjust it this way or turn it this way.
Right. So you're looking at the wrong homes. Well, the right homes are selling. Okay. So The issue here is this can delay your search by a really, really long time. And you'll just be spinning your wheels, keep asking yourself that is something better going to come along. At the end of the day, nothing better comes along, only something different. Okay, maybe you found the one in that was exactly what you want, but not in the location. But then you find one that's not exactly what you want, but it's in the right location, but it's the right price. By coming up with that priority list and accepting the fact that you're probably going to only for sure get two of those, and anything above that is an improvement.
And even if you buy new construction where you're picking the location, picking the house, picking the layout, picking the colors, picking everything, there's still compromises in even a new construction.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I've had a conversation with a buyer the other day. I said, it doesn't matter what your budget is. There's always going to be a compromise.
But when you do a priority list, at least you know the order of importance. So the top ones you don't compromise on, the bottom ones maybe you do.
So then that again is price, size, condition, location, neighborhood. So what do I mean by location and neighborhood? Location would be I want to be in the North Metro, or I want to be East Metro, or maybe a specific city. Neighborhood is I want to be walking distance to a coffee shop or across the street from a park or have decent yard sizes or something like that. So that's the difference there. When talking about size, size can also be layout. Condition could also mean features. So you can kind of add those in there as you're making that priority list. I will save you potentially a lot of time. Almost always by the end of the search, the top two things end up being location and layout / size, but tends to be more the layout. Price usually makes it into that number three, even though quite often it will start out as the number one.
If your goal is to find a good house at a good price, you need to spend a little bit more time on doing a priority checklist. Most of the people come to us, and when we ask them what they want, it's a good house at a good price.
All right, stay tuned. Coming up, we will get to the number 3, 2, and 1 biggest buyer mistakes that we see. If you have any questions for us, feel free to give us a call, 612-207-5388. Again, 612-207-5388. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
Is it time to downsize but don't know where to start? Give the House Geeks with Bricks Real Estate a call. We're experienced in making this process as easy as possible. Whether it is help with pricing your home, assistance in finding movers, or any of the other professionals you might need to get your home sold, we're here for you. Take the worry away by giving us a call today at 612-207-5388. That's 612-207-5388 or online anytime at housegeeks.com.
This is Chad, owner of AM950, here to tell you about Snap Construction. They're experts in roofing, siding, window, and insurance restoration. They have energy-efficient products available for both residential and commercial properties. This spring, when we needed a company to take a look at a problem with our roof, I called the company I knew I could trust, Snap Construction. I've known Ryan, the owner at Snap Construction, for years, so I knew I could trust him. Don't just take my word for it. Check out their reviews online. They are arguably the most well-reviewed exterior contractor online in the metro area. Over the years, Ryan has always said the same thing to me about his work. If we build it, shouldn't we be held accountable for the work indefinitely? He backed that statement up years ago when Snap Construction was a pioneer in offering a lifetime craftsmanship guarantee on all their work. For a free estimate or general questions, call the locally owned company AM950 Trust Snap Construction at 612-333-SNAP. That's 612-333-SNAP, or find them online at snapconstruction.com. They have financing options available.
Find a wide selection of outdoor hearth products at Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces. Whether you prefer wood or gas, Woodland Stoves has the fire to fit your home. Pizza aficionados know nothing matches masonry oven baking for capturing flavor and nutrition. Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces can easily install one in your home or business. Enthusiasts use these ovens year-round for bread making, wood roasting, even grilling.
The mission and passion of Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces is to make the fire work for you. The way humans relate to fire is primordial. We have used fire to warm our bodies, cook our meals, and kindle our spirits. Our team has the know-how to do this in a clean-burning and environmentally smart way. Visit our store and experience the diversity. We have over 35 working units on display at the corner of Riverside and East Franklin. See us online at woodlandstoves.com. Find the fire that fits and works for you.
Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, out of the ordinary products and services since 1977.
Real estate is one of the biggest financial transactions most people ever make, so keep informed. Tune in each week as Bricks Real Estate presents the Twin Cities Real Estate Show, Sundays starting at noon. Kirk Duckwall, Chad Vandelot, and Brian Durham, the House Geeks, will keep you up to date with industry-leading guests, stats, and local market trends. Again, you can catch them Sundays starting at noon on this station or online anytime through the House Geeks Facebook page.
You're listening to the House Geeks Real Estate Show on AM 950. Today we're talking about top five buyer mistakes that we see that happen out there, mistakes that buyers try to make. Usually we'll just stop, cut it off at the pass, but, there's definitely things you got to watch out for. And quite often it's all in what you mentioned in the first segment, Chad, which is in the sense to rush. Mm-hmm. Every one of these mistakes is a rushing mistake. So the biggest thing you can do is just take your time, learn as much as you can. You're about to spend a lot of money, so figuring these pieces out ahead of time can save you not only a lot of money, but a lot of headache. So we talked about number one, not having financing lined up with the appropriate type, not having the priority checklist put together. So here's an interesting one, which is not understanding the styles and layouts available in the location somebody is looking. Hey, Chad, I want a farmhouse like Victorian. I want a Victorian in Woodbury.
Hmm.
Yes, I want a big Victorian Woodbury.
There might be two of them.
Well, you know what I'd really love? Like a 3 or 4 level split in Longfellow.
Yeah.
So these are examples of things I've heard, which is people looking for styles that really don't exist in those locations. Yeah, you may find that the occasional farmhouse that might be a Victorian, all two of them or whatever in Woodbury. You know, the same with in the cities, taking modern layouts and saying that I want that in the city. And the only way that that can happen is if, you know, especially with the modern ones, is if you buy something and rip it down to the ground, or if somebody did buy something and had it ripped down to the ground. So this can cause a huge delay in finding what a person is really looking for. So what you want to do is get out and, once again, talk about that priority checklist, talk about the locations, and then go tour the different styles of home that are available. I mean, if somebody said, okay, I want to look in Lakeville, I'll say, okay, so we have Ramblers, modified two stories, split levels, and some two stories. You know, you're not going to find a story and a half. You're not going to find a Victorian. You're not going to find a Craftsman there. But the same is true if somebody says, I'm looking in Mac Groveland. Okay, you're going to find Tudors. You're going to find Craftsmans. You're going to find, you know, Colonials, Four Squares. You know, so you want to have a good understanding of not only what's available, but then going out and looking at these homes and seeing if that layout works for you.
And the inverse is also true. There's a lot of story and a half, say, out in St. Louis Park. And a number of people don't like the roof lines.
The headbender.
Yeah, where when you're walking, you hit your head on the slant of the roof up in the attic that's been converted over into a large bedroom. And they keep seeing these homes over and over again before they say out loud that they don't like the fact that this home doesn't have a legitimate dining room. And when you go upstairs, you hit your head on the slanted ceiling. In large part, story and a half's a story and a half. And in large part, a split level's a split level. Split entry's a split entry. And if there's specific aspects that are consistent about those homes, then we can start to narrow the search down, making it more efficient for you. And you're more likely to find the right house at the right time versus looking at the wrong house while the right one is selling.
Think about it like you're going out shopping for cars. You're not going to be test driving pickup trucks if what you really need is a minivan.
Great analogy.
If what you need is 3 bedrooms on one level, you shouldn't be going looking at story and a halfs with 1 bedroom on that upper level. It's just not going to work. Mm-hmm. So figuring this out ahead of time and finding what is going to work for you is important. The other thing is that it helps with is understanding the pricing in that area for that particular style. You know, typically your story and a half is going to be less expensive than the two-story. So you can understand that differential in price as you're looking at these homes.
And the two-story in a neighborhood full of 1.5s, it's going to come at a premium because they're in shorter supply.
Exactly. So like I mentioned, it delays the shopping by weeks, if not months. And if you have a lease coming to an end, this is something you want to make sure you do right away. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't want to dilly-dally around to figure this out. You know, and this can also cause missing the right opportunities. So we want to get that focus on the properties that are going to work best.
Which leads nicely into the next topic. You not using the correct search tools. First thing that comes to mind are the big names that every consumer knows about that you have access to online. Those are targeted at the consumer and just don't get updated that often and are pretty inaccurate. And there's some pitfalls that come along with getting to know and be comfortable with and continuing to utilize those tools even when you're ready to purchase.
You know, I thought about this the other day. Remember the magazines? You'd walk into the grocery store and you'd have the magazine with a bunch of houses in it. That is what those sites are. They have some information. That information may be outdated, just like that magazine might have been sitting there for a while. And not every home that's for sale is guaranteed to be on those sites.
And a lot of the homes that are on those sites are sold.
Right. So, you know, you can be looking at outdated inventory, outdated information. I've seen wrong prices because it hasn't been updated. So what are you doing looking at these? You're wasting time spinning wheels. Now, am I going to say that I don't, if I'm like, hey, I want to see what homes in this city, in this state, somewhere else may have been going for. Yeah, I hop on there. You know, I'll hop on there to see pricing history or photo history or tax history. A lot of great historical data on these.
Yeah, as we've said, they're great researching tools, but they are not great search tools. One other thing that to be careful on those sites are the estimates of mortgage. Happens all the time where people come in with unrealistic expectations of mortgage based on the advertised estimated mortgage on those sites. Oftentimes they don't include everything like principal, interest, taxes, insurance, homeowners insurance, and the such.
You want a good site? Go to the House Geeks page. Click on the free search app link there. That is the direct to MLS link for the app the MLS put out. It's a great tool. So download it, use it. You'll see real time what is available. This is what we use as realtors. This is what we look at as we're out and about. Okay, down to the last one. Don't overpay.
This is probably the one that most people are concerned about.
Most are concerned about, but oh my goodness, how easy it can get overlooked when emotions get in the way. It
sounds like you start running out of time.
Yes, so often, yes, running out of time. You know, you delay, you're running out of time, and now you're rushing, and rushing can cause overpaying. It seems so simple, you know, don't overpay. Yeah, of course I don't want to overpay. Well, how do you prevent this? Well, one, start everything early in this process. This will give you the most amount of time to make sure you're as well educated about what's going on with the market in the neighborhoods that you're looking in, that you'll have the confidence to know that you're not overpaying for the properties.
The idea is to approach this surgically, yes, with care and with a plan versus what we refer to as the shotgun approach, where you wait till the last minute and then rush out and then want to do everything and do it quickly.
So what causes overpaying? Not paying attention to resale objections. Let's say bedroom layout. There's one upstairs, there's one on the main floor, and one in the basement. That's not going to sell for as much as one that has three bedrooms on one level. So you want to be cognitive of resale objections. Or it's on a busy road, or it's got railroad tracks in the backyard, or it's, you know, across the street from a gas station, whatever it might be. You want to pay attention because there is going to be a pricing adjustment for those.
I'd like to shine a little light on this. I think due to the fact that the prices are so high, or they keep going up, people with homes with resale objections are motivated to sell them now because they know if the market turns a little bit, those are going to be the ones that sell last.
Yeah, those are the ones that just sit. Okay, wrapping it up real quick. You know, basing your, oh, the market's moving fast, I need to bid now and as much as possible to get this home, and not paying attention to the stats for that specific neighborhood. Make sure you're looking at what's happening in that location. And then not taking the time to do a market analysis of the comparable properties around the neighborhood. Basically, a reverse market analysis is something your agent should be doing. If you have any questions for us, you can give us a call at 612-207-5388. Again, 612-207-5388. Always happy to help with any of your real estate needs.